Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Now let's run up to Lake Houston, check in with Mr. John Littleton, see what's up with him this morning. Good morning, John. What's going on?
Hello, Mickey. How are you today, sir?
I'm here, buddy. I'm here. It's all good.
Well, I know. That's right. I woke up and feet hit the floor and go, well, that's a good sign already, you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I heard the coffee pot going. That's even better.
Oh, man.
You know? How do people, I mean, you know, I'm a big coffee connoisseur, but, you know, I know a lot of people drink Cokes or whatever, you know, in the mornings, but, man, I can't function very well until I have a good cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm make that several cups.
Yeah, it gets you know, it gets better, I guess, the more cups you drink. But you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I love my morning coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I could do to get awake enough to do this show in the mornings without a good cup of Joe, man.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to plan this thing out.
Because I'm mainly, when I first wake up, I'm a quiet person. I want to kind of just chill and plan my day. You know, that's what, you know, I always make sure I get up an hour earlier than I need to just to make sure everything's right. So I'll be on time and, you know, that kind of deal.
Oh,
get the cobwebs cleared out and plan your day. Think about things, you know, lay it all out, and then go do it. And it's like Blaine, my buddy Blaine, he hits the ground running, man. No coffee, no nothing. He gets up I mean, in 5 minutes, he's in the truck loading deer hunters up and taking them to the stand.
I can't do that.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I know, you know, even with work stuff, I got to keep my calendar up to date, you know, a week or two in advance, because if I don't, I'll forget, you know, stuff and meetings and what I need to do and reports and, you know, but I mean, it's, you know, I know it has a little bit to do with age. I used to try to be like Blaine, but, you know, get up and go, but I just can't do it. But, yeah. Fishing's been, I don't know, Mickey, I hadn't been. We went hunting last weekend, and, you know, we didn't fish, and we did fish up at the Leash, you know, in the ponds, and caught some bass. You know, you got to get that, you know, still in your system, you know, so, and that's always fun, you know, to go up there and catch some, and we just, you know, we just threw top water and caught some there in the pond, but, you know, like I said, that's always going to happen. I actually haven't heard any good reports this week. There's a big high school tournament there at Lake Houston this weekend.
Right. I knew that was coming up. Good luck to them with that front coming in.
Yeah. I got a couple buddies that, you know, take, fishermen out, you know, and ladies. There's a lot of young ladies that are getting into this high school fishing, you know.
Right.
And there's some good scholarship money in that, you know, for those kids later on, you know, when they graduate. They can transfer that stuff to, you know, whatever college they're going to. So use it for whatever you want. And that's pretty good. Yeah. But it's, you know, from what I did here, I did go over the marina yesterday and talk to him, and I talked to him about a couple other things we're trying to get done for the bass club for next year. And you know, they just said it's been slow, not a lot of traffic this week in and out the, you know, the boat ramp there. There was only, it was about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and there was only a couple trucks and trailers there in the parking lot. And they're probably out there catfishing, but you know, I think the lake's been off limits for those high school tournament fishermen, and they can go out and pre-fish today. I think probably some of the captains will, you know, try to find something for those kiddos to catch. But I checked the lake level this morning, and it's only a couple inches low. I mean, it's back up, you know, good. The water clarity is a little bit off. I did walk down to the boat ramp yesterday, and the water clarity is off a little bit. But, you know, only advice right now really is, you know, like always for me, spinnerbait, crankbait, something. If you're throwing a crankbait, make sure you got a bunch of rattles in it.
Right.
You know, something to make a little bit of noise. And, you know, I tell a lot of people, you know, when I throw crankbaits down around them boat docks and stuff, man, I angle my rod so I bang those posts, you know, because when you hit that post, it makes that crankbait do weird stuff, you know. It bounces off of them, and then also it makes that rattle different, you know. You just steady retrieve, you get the same rattle, you know. So it that's why I like to try to do something a little bit different, you know. Even a crank or spinnerbait, I do the same thing. I still bang it against some posts,
right,
kind of make it look, you know, like a bait fish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll reach out there and grab it. But it already, you know, they'll catch some fish. Grass, there's not really a lot of grass right now, but there's still some good pads. You know, they can get out there and throw a spinnerbait around or a buzzbait around them and, you know, catch a few fish doing that. So, but, no, we've been hunting, you know. We went last weekend and we saw several deer, just not.
No shooters.
Not the ones, you know.
No takers.
Well, we had, you know, Mickey, how it is. I mean, it's beginning of the year. We got a couple good deer on camera that we want to shoot, and they didn't come out last weekend, you know. I
right.
think, you know, we got people hunting on both sides of us, you know, so, you know, I mean, they hear all them trucks and four-wheelers and city lights, and they go, uh-oh, something's up, we're going to hide. So, but I went up Wednesday just to check everything and brought my gun, and sure enough, here comes out this little spike. So I went ahead and shot it, so at least got some meat in the freezer.
Yeah.
Well, will be when I get it back, but, you know, I stayed and ended up that afternoon. I went and sat, and man, one of those big ones come out, you know, and I'm just sitting there looking at it like, you know, I'm saving it. I'm not going to shoot it. I want my granddaughter to kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, my brothers are going like, what are you doing? Are you okay? What are you doing? I go, no, I'm not, you know, I've killed lots of deer in my life, and she's looking for Mr. Big, you know, so, and that's a good one. Well, that one that came out is a good one.
Yeah.
And we got another good one, and so we're going to go back up this afternoon, spend the night after she gets out of school, and hunt. Sometimes we'll just get up early and drive up there, but, man, the way this fog's been, you know, I don't want to take a chance of, you know, being a bunch of fog on the way up there, and you know, heck, you won't get in the stand until 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Well, it's been a while since we've had fog, and a lot of people just forget how to drive in it. You got to slow down. I mean.
Oh, yes.
It,
definitely.
You're just driving like a bat out of hell, and you can't even see. I mean, that makes no sense at all, and I see people do it all the time. It's pretty crazy.
Well, you know, Mickey, it's kind of like running a boat. You know,
yep.
they run
living on a wing and a prayer, baby.
they run that GPS, even, you know, in their vehicle, they're watching it, you know, and they're driving. Well, I'm on the road, you know, and it's kind of like running across the lake, you know, wide open before daylight. You're running your GPS. I know Lake Houston, I mean, like, I could run it blindfolded, but I'm not doing it, and I know that lake, and I'm not doing it before daylight. That, you know, even if you can see a little bit.
Right.
But I'm not running it wide open.
No, no, no.
I'll get up on plane, but, you know.
Well, when you're in a boat, things happen fast anyway, and then, you know, when it's magnified by fog, I mean, it really happens fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now we're working on stuff for the Bass Club for next year, and we got schedule ready. And you know, I know it's early, but you know, again, I don't like to wait till the last minute, you know. And
right,
we you know, we trying to get a few little things ready and get up and running for next year, and we should have a good year next year. And I've, you know, like I tell everybody, you know, especially with Lake Houston, some of these other little local lakes and stuff, you know, join a bass club, get to learn them, get to know them, you know, and get out there and fish them. I still have people come to me and go, man, I fished Lake Houston for years and I don't ever catch anything. Well, I mean, you know, that's going to happen. You got to, it's like with anything, you got to get out there and learn it. You know,
you got to learn it and fish it and figure it out. I mean, it's.
Yeah, it is.
It's, no guarantees. You just got to put your work in to develop yourself into knowing things and how to catch them. That's part of fishing.
It is.
It's not for the impatient.
No.
Oh, that 250-quart Pelican cooler you got, I might have a guy, I'll call him today, that might want that. That's a great deal on it, that one you won. Oh. I mean, I can't use it. I don't even think I can lift a 250-quart Pelican anymore.
Yeah,
especially if it's full of deer meat, take a forklift.
I know. That thing is huge. I know.
That's a small coffin.
I know. It is. It's way too big. And, you know, I know I got 5 big coolers, and, like, I need another one, you know. But,
right.
Hey, free, I ain't turning it down.
No, you want it. Hey, but I'll let you know on that if I find a buyer for it.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm going to take my boat in the shop today, and nothing wrong with it. I always take it in at the end of the year. And
yeah, get them to look it over.
You know,
you bet.
It, change the lower unit oil and go through it. And I do have my pump in. It's not working. I can hear the motor. It might just have some trash in it. But I got to move 3 batteries to get to it.
And oh, boy.
I'm not going to do that. I'll pay somebody to do that.
Yeah, you guys in them bass boats, they pack that stuff in them compartments, man. For a big guy like me trying to lay down and reach in them hatches like that and take stuff out and work on something, no, I'll leave that for let the boat people handle that.
Yeah, I could do it, Mickey, but, man, I'd feel it for about a week afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, hey, man. I hope y'all have a good shoot, and maybe that big one will come out.
Yeah.
And your granddaughter can get it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so too.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, throw out a number. Somebody wants to call you, John.
Sure. 281-222-8544. Just shoot me a text or give me a call.
All right, man. Well, John, good luck on your hunt this weekend with your granddaughter. Y'all have a good time. Be safe, and I'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right. Thank you, Mickey.
Later.
Later.
All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Texas City and check in with our good friend Dave Fremont. down at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke. Good morning, Dave. How's it going?
Hello, Captain Mickey, and good morning to you. And it's going pretty good. I let Friday morning just kind of jump up and bite me this morning. I'm running behind. You were mentioning how you like to get up early and get things
right
going. I do too. I do too. Now, when I officially retired from the refinery life back in 2009, I pretty much put that alarm clock away, except for one thing, and that's to set it to be able to hear, talk to you on Friday mornings. I'm serious. I threw all the other ones away. I kept one. And because I normally don't get up at 4 or 3:30 or whenever it is, I'll set it to get up with you. I usually always get up right up 6 o'clock, and I don't need an alarm clock for that. So it just happens, especially since we got that puppy. That puppy will cold nose me almost right on the dot at 6 a.m. and ready to eat, ready to go.
You're lucky it's only at 6. I got a friend, his nasty little dog jumps up in the bed and cold noses him at like 2:30 a.m. Then he can't go back to sleep. Oh, man. I'd put that dog in a crate at night.
Hey, this little old dog's nose ain't no bigger than a dime, but I'll tell you what, it feels like a piece of dry ice hitting you right there where you don't need it in the mornings. But anyway, it's all good. I've caught up. I feel a little bit better. I'll have to get my cup of coffee on the way back home. But it's what am I looking at here? 70 degrees. We had some patchy fog coming in from Lake City, Mickey. But once I hit the coast, everything kind of cleared up for the moment.
Did
pretty
it
much
blow
see
up
around.
My way. It was dense coming in this morning. Jeez.
But you know, when I look northward from here, I'm at the very end, right by the big boat ramp. Right. It's all clear. I can see all the lights and everything around Galveston and out that way around Bolivar and such. But over your way, north, it's dark. So I imagine there is some fog in between us.
It's super foggy up my way. I can't tell from here in the studio, right? You know, now yesterday morning when I got off and went home, it was clearing out pretty good. So hopefully it's that way again this morning, especially with all the traffic.
Yeah, I'm telling you that it can change in a hurry. And especially, you know how it is this time of year. When you get out, you launch, and in no time, man, you got some fog rolling, and you can't tell where in the heck you're at. You just kind of wait it out and hope nobody finds you in a hurry. But, yeah, you mentioned how people drive in the fog. I'm telling you what, people live in a fog, whether it's actually out here or not nowadays, Mickey. They just...
I heard that.
It just baffles me every day on the road. Maybe it's because I'm old or something. Maybe I'm so slow or whatever. People zooming by, and I look down and I'm going 65, but I know that they're hitting 85, 95. I mean, they're rolling.
I know, man.
And just don't care.
My grandma always said, look at that guy. He's driving like a bat out of hell. My grandma used to say that all the time.
That's a saying that I heard many times.
Way back in the day. A lot of people still use it. I mean,
I think I've used it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We're going to have a nice change this, I guess, I'm talking about Sunday. Everything's going to switch around.
Get us a good rip snorter in here. And, boy, this will drop those water temperatures. And, boy, Flounder Run ought to really get good after this one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you what, there's been some good catches of flounder.
You know,
we're not talking limits. Everybody that goes fishing for flounder, they're starting out with their limit, and that's zero.
Right.
But they're catching and releasing at least the fellers that I'm familiar with. They've been having a lot of fun, and the days leading up to the closure. They caught some good solid limits of flounder and nice size ones too. And then I've seen some little short video clips and such from some of the guys around here that have been catching them and releasing them. And they're here. They're here, I guarantee you. Them old flounder are in. And like you say, after we get this temperature change in front, maybe another one after it, things will really get going. And who knows, maybe some of them will hang around till that second week of December, and a few can be landed for a Christmas dinner of flounder. Who knows? But they're catching them on. We're selling a lot of finger mullet. Just about everything we can get's gone in a hurry, and so I know that most of them are going into a flounder's mouth. But then there's the old trusty gulp and just about any other attractive tail. If you know how to chunk it, we'll pick up some flounder. I've got a good friend and his son that are down from Austin. He's a taxidermist up around, I think, up around Pflugerville. And they love the shark fish and catch bull reds and just about anything big black drum. They just like to wrestle them rascals. And they're here. They've been all up and down. They've been on the dike a few times. They went over to St. Louis Pass. They've went to Port Arthur. And my goodness, have they posted some good pictures and short clips of video of big black drum, bull reds, even slot red. Just yesterday, they caught some nice slots over at St. Louis Pass. But I think they're parked here on the dike, and I haven't made it to the very, very end yet. So when I finish my conversation with you, I'm looking forward to going over there and seeing what they've done on the dike since they hooked back up here yesterday evening. But I was hoping to talk to them earlier, but just didn't get up in time, Mickey. But it's all good. Lots of live bait and good-looking shrimp today. Alberto said we got a good crop in, and they're a very nice size. There's not any in there real big, but there's not any in there real small. So they're just a good average size.
Yeah, good medium-large mix, man. Just right for
yeah.
For fishing.
He sold out all of his mullet late yesterday, and no mudfish, but the guys will be out chunking the cast nets. Mickey, the wind's light. I don't know what y'all's stuff on the internet's showing, but I'll tell you by licking my
same
finger
here.
And sticking it up. Yeah, there ain't much. It's pretty light. It's really nice. I don't know how fast that's going to change and when, but we'll take it for what it is right now.
Real light nice. With west in it, 3 to 5. 2 to 3 everywhere I look, you know, southwest or due west, real light.
That ain't nothing.
That's
that
nothing.
Ain't nothing.
Ice cream, baby. Ice cream.
Yeah. I hope everybody has a good day out there today and hunker down for Sunday, and hopefully it'll kind of be what the weathermen are talking about. It'll be a weather maker, a changer to kind of, if anything, it's going to blow some of this humidity that came in here in the last few days. And this, they're talking about temperatures in Houston maybe hitting 90 today. Can you believe that?
I know it,
man.
It won't on the coast, but on the high ground up there it will. And but they're calling for maybe frost warnings next week. I saw that little symbol on the report this morning. So,
well, good grief. Getting nice. Things all lined up for Thanksgiving. Get this deer hunting going on, man. Get you guys that are chasing that fur.
It's early for me yet, but I'll be getting fired up a little after Thanksgiving, getting ready to do my little annual thing.
Oh yeah.
Well, anything special on the menu today at the Cajun Grill next door?
Yeah. They're going to, I'm about 99% sure they're going to have straight from Louisiana, straight from the farms, live crawfish that they're going to cook up.
Come on now.
And,
Here we go.
Hey, Jason, I don't have to tell you. I'm serious. This guy absolutely loves everything to do with crawfish.
He's ate
all
up
of the,
with it, he'll, man.
If
there's one sack of crawfish on the planet Earth, he'll find it.
I'm telling you, and it's not because he's thinking every sack's a few dollars of making money. I mean, he loves everything there is. He constantly learning something new about what's going on with the farmers, the agriculture, all that stuff. He's always excited. He's the same at 2 in the morning as he is at 2 in the afternoon when he's talking about Crawford. And believe me, I've had a lot of 2 in the morning conversations with him. But he loves it. So anyway, with all that said, he's been excited this week because he says, David, he sent me some pictures. I posted them on Facebook. This guy brought a few sacks. We're not getting many, believe me.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Got a buddy. He's got a buddy over there that's got a farm that he likes to tinker around, and he's been fixing Jason up with a few sacks. And these look like April, May crawfish, Mickey.
Really?
I mean, they're not the old hard-bodied crawfish from last year. These are beautiful crawfish. So he got them. I mean, to drive to Louisiana and back for a couple of sacks of crawfish, I'll tell you, it ain't cheap. It really takes the sting out of trying to, you know, take a sack of crawfish and do anything with it.
Well, I'll stick with crab and shrimp right now. Maybe trout or catfish fillet here and there. You know?
Oh, yeah. And then it's not for everybody, but we got people every day that say, hey, we can eat crawfish every day, so go get it.
Some people crave them, man. It's like a drug to them. I mean,
So it's just unbelievable. So anyway, with all that jargon, he's going to be cooking crawfish, I think, at the grill in Texas City, and also the one in Santa Fe, as we did a few days ago. And the what we had sold out in a hurry. They're not cheap, believe you me, because of that's just the way it is. They're not reasonably priced right now. They're not supposed to be. Not even hardly supposed to have any, you know. But anyway, we got that. There's going to be some specials. Chef Jorge over in Santa Fe's been cooking up some mighty good stuff. So we're looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be good. And who knows, maybe we can crank out some gumbo for Sunday when it cools down. The grill in Tech City. Maybe Sharon can make a big old pot of gumbo. So
That'll work.
That's pretty much it, Mickey.
All right, Dave. Well, hey, throw them out a number and everything for Boyd's and have a great weekend.
Well, Boyd's One Stop, 227 Dyke Road, right here at the base of the Texas City Dyke, 409-945-4001. We're still open all night, and hopefully it'll stay that way for a little while, weather permitting. Everybody have a good, safe weekend and break out an old sweater. Mickey, thanks for waking me up this morning
with a good
conversation.
Being on point there, brother. Without any coffee. Right. How about that? All right.
Dave,
you have a good one, my friend.
Thank you. Now, take care.
See you. All right. All right. Good old Dave Fremont down at Texas City and Boyd's One Stop. All right. It's time for a break. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:37. Let's run down to Galveston now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Steve Hillman, Stevie Ray Hillman. Steve, what's up, man?
Good morning. How are
you? How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Just got the boat in the water, fixing the rollout. I'm get an earlier start last few days. The woodworkers kind of showed up finally.
Woodworkers.
Yeah, people coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of hot reports, I guess. I don't know.
Hot reports.
Who knows? But now, getting a little earlier start than normal since it's Friday.
Yeah.
Expected to see a few people. We kind of started Tuesday.
You got any fog down that way?
Just land fog, nothing on the water.
Okay,
same as
well,
yesterday. Yeah, I know. No, we don't seem to get it.
Our mariners.
I know. When I fish Matagorda, I don't know if it's because there's more marsh area down there, it's lower, but it seems to be foggier down there on days like today or mornings like this morning. But here, a lot of mornings, it's just while you're driving to the ramp, you know, on the land going inland.
Yeah, it was duck soup out at my house this morning. Golly.
No, really?
Oh, yeah. Same as yesterday.
Yeah. Well, how's your week been? I haven't talked to – well, hell, I hadn't talked
been
to you or
busy,
anybody
man.
Else.
Hadn't stopped all week. Everything's good.
You finish all your stuff at the house?
The crew finally left yesterday. I'm gonna miss them.
You're going to miss them?
Yeah. Hey, they were some really good guys, man. They did a great job fixing everything. And, oh, Eddie, man, he's the guy. Him and Daryl, they're just, you know Daryl Skillern.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen him in years. But
he's
yeah.
got some good crews, and, they saved my bacon.
That's
saved
awesome,
me a lot of money, too, man. I know Daryl, he cut me a lot of slack on things. Did a great job.
Good.
But it's next couple of days just putting all the furniture back and getting everything in order, man. Just trying to return to normal. I know my wife will be happy. She's been miserable.
Oh, yeah.
And me too. What's that old saying? Happy wife, happy life.
Happy life, yeah. There's a lot of truth to that.
I'm ready to get back to fishing and crabbing. I'm running late on putting my crab traps out this year, man.
Yeah, y'all haven't done any of that, have you?
No, but we're going to start up. It's coming.
We're good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man, fishing's been, it's been about what you would expect for this time of year. It's been pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's November. It's got to be good.
Yeah.
Unless you don't have any fish, but we got fish, and it's supposed to be good.
Yeah. It got a little tough yesterday, finally, but, I mean, it still wasn't bad, but I think just getting right on the back side of that full moon. Of course, I say that, and I got Todd and Tom with me again this morning, 2 days in a row, but we pulled off this trout pretty early yesterday morning to go try to catch reds, catching a few slot reds, catching pretty much all the oversized reds you want, if you want to go do that gig. But we did catch one keeper red, didn't we? We did catch one slot red yesterday. Catching a lot of little reds, like more than I've seen in a long time.
That's a good sign. I hadn't hardly seen any rats this year. Now, the bait fishermen have been catching a lot of them, you know, cork fishermen but this year. But lures, I haven't.
Yeah, no, one day, God, I don't even – we're in that stretch with this good weather fishing every day. I don't remember what day or who I had but it was one day earlier in the week. I think maybe I had Mike Silva and his brother-in-law and his son, Eric, and we caught – I think it was that day. We caught a bunch of undersized reds, like 10 or 11 of them.
Right.
And a couple of slots. That could have been Tuesday. I don't remember. But we had a northeast wind – it was Monday and Tuesday, and it made it harder to catch those fish. But I tell you, I learned this a long time ago, man. If you know where some fish are, if you know for a fact where some fish are, and you think you can get to them, and you think you won't sink, and you think the water clarity is going to be good enough to catch them, then that's where you have to go. And that's what we did. I've done it a lot recently where – kind of pushing the envelope, kind of taking a risk, because when you get there, it could be dirty. But based on the conditions, it shouldn't be, and it wasn't. And so we were able to catch them, you know.
Right.
It's nice to be able to sit in calm conditions and do what's easy and what's pleasant for everybody. But sometimes you might only catch one or two fish doing that. Sometimes you got to kind of, as Charlie says, fight the element to catch them, you know.
That's definitely a Charlie line, and when there's no elements to fight, he still says it. Just fight the elements, Mick.
But water temperature's hot this morning. We're idling out. I'm looking at my machine. It's 69.1. That's the warmest I've seen, and I think that had a lot to do with our bite slowing down yesterday. Warmer water, full moon. And it took our tide a while where I was to start to make that switch to go out. You know, it's, as we always talk about, that tide change is usually money. But, I mean, we caught 11 or 12 nice trout. But, and we're catching, you know, a handful that are 20 to 23 inches. Did have one guy with a 23.5. I think it might have been last Friday. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But we've had some 30 to 40 fish days. We've had some 15 to 20 fish days, but I don't really care about the numbers. It's you can tell when you're out here if the bite's good or not. And You know, it's been overall, it's been good. What day it was, today's Friday. I guess Wednesday I had Stan Bragg and his dad Butch and Frank Mastretta, and that was my best day this week. We caught a lot of fish, a lot of really good trout, but the bite, it was it started out real aggressive, like before the sun came up, and it got super, super calm. Water got real clear, and man, the tail bite, Frank was catching some on a Super Spook Junior, and but we were really catching more overall on tails, and the sun came on up, and that water was the clearest I've seen in a long time. And Frank had a little, some kind of little Rapala twitch bait. I don't even know what it's called. And I put on a sinking Lily, like silver with a black back, which is just a great color for clear water. Kind of had a little lime truce or green under its chin. Mm-hmm. And we were literally watching the trout eat our twitch baits. It was so freaking cool.
Isn't that cool?
It was, man. I videoed. I haven't even looked
at the video. That's what I love about throwing Lilies, you know, and stuff like that. And red fins, and you know all the drill, but
oh my god,
that's so cool to watch them smoke those baits.
So Butch, I'm jumping around here, but you said red fins. So Stan's daddy, that one day, well, it was Wednesday, and we were throwing all kinds of plugs once the bite shut down.
Uh-huh.
And Stan's dad, of course, he's 77. He's been fishing a long, long time. And, you know, he's got the old Corrado 200 and all that good stuff. And
good Lord, that's World War II tackle nowadays.
Hey, he ties on a he pulls a brand new, never been opened, red and white Bingo out of the box and ties
Come
it
on.
I swear to God. And I said, Butch, man, that needs to be in a glass case on your wall somewhere.
It does.
You don't need to be throwing that. And you're not going to believe it. He hooks it up on the shell and breaks it off on his first cast. And then he ties on a broken back, a red fin. And, man, he starts wearing out good. He's catching the biggest trout in the boat on that broken back.
Broken back red fins, man.
Yeah. But, and then that
I got a text from our old buddy Chavo, man. He said, let Hillman know his nets are Chavo approved.
Oh, good. Awesome. I'm glad he likes it.
What a character.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But
well,
no,
he kept filling that net up with bull reds the other day. He took some buddies of his to the jetties or somewhere, and they just, they nuked them.
No, he asked me, he said, will this hold up to big reds? I said, hell yeah, it will. I said, that's why we make them like this.
Right.
But no, Mike sent us those new mirror, well, I think they're fairly new, maybe in the last year, those Duke Dog topwaters.
The Duke Dogs, yeah.
Man, those are awesome. They remind me of a spitting image. They're real subtle, like when
they're,
it got calm the other day.
They're real similar to a spitting image, very similar.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And a lot better holographic look to them, you know, the paint jobs and the you know, the glittery scheme to them and all that. They're neat. Very fine.
Yeah, their side-to-side action is phenomenal.
Have you ever met a trout that would turn down a shad or a live shrimp? I don't think so.
Not many. Not many. Speaking of shrimp, the bay is full of them.
I'm telling
and
you.
It's still,
wait till this norther Sunday, man. Well, it's going to be a big dump.
Well, that's like you always say, you read my mail. You took the words out of my mouth. That's what
did I
say
read there. Your mail?
Yeah. But no, man, when this, we should get a decent dump, I would think, with this front, I guess, what, Sunday?
Yes.
And that, I think this front will really be the one that kind
of. You're going to get a heck of a water temperature drop, too, with it.
Right. And we're going to, you know, it's probably going to, may mess things, maybe only mess things up for a couple of days, hopefully.
Yeah, well, with a high pressure and the water temperature immediate drop, you know, it's probably going to drop 8 or 10 degrees easily.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to get to the ranch. Nobody's been there in like a month.
Yeah, that's I bet you, has your dad been down there?
No, nobody. He's doing that American Legion that Veterans Day fundraiser. That's this Saturday and
oh, is it?
And he devoted life to that thing for about 3 months leading up to it, so
Well, that's good. Where they have that over in what, San Leon at the American Legion?
Yeah, I don't remember the post number.
I threw a Troutmaster tournament out of that Legion Hall one time.
Remember you telling me that. Yeah.
This old timer, this old World War II vet, come up to me and said, "Get them stinking baits out of here, man." Somebody, we had them on display, somebody's scented baits, and he said, "Man, those things smell terrible. If I was a trout, I wouldn't eat them." That's what that old man told me. I never stopped laughing over that.
I had a guy the other day, I think it was Mike Silva's nephew, Eric. I think it was him. I'm probably getting everybody screwed up, but he put on, you ever heard of those fish bites, those little pieces of plastic?
Yeah, that you put on jump. The trailer, yeah. On your hook with, you know, on your tail, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that was the last day when you could keep a flounder, and I just caught one, or me or Mike, one of us caught one about 3.5-4 pounds, and we caught some little ones. You know, I was catching a lot of flounder. He put that thing on. He was catching nice trout on that thing, on a jig head with a little strip of just nothing on it. It looked like a piece of plastic.
That's why they do it over at Sabine, except they use a little bitty piece of shrimp, you know, pinched off with the shell off, and then they just put it on their jig head hook with their bait.
Right. But our flounder bite, exactly. But it went away with this little warm-up. We didn't catch a single flounder yesterday, did we? But I've been catching a lot just by accident fishing for these for the slot reds. Mm. The oversized reds were catching out in 9-10 foot of water.
They're roaming.
Man, it's not that hard to find a school of them if you want to. It's a lot of fun for folks to do that if you're into that kind of thing. I don't even make a cast. I just video. But
well, yeah, video and let them catch them and winch on them and net them for
exactly.
them, turn them loose. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, we had one the other day.
I never caught a fish that big, especially on light tackle.
Yeah, and they're real pretty, man. I've always heard it's because they're feeding on shrimp, but then. I used to think that, when I fish up in the bayou or in Sabine or something, the water was real brackish, mm-hmm. and they'd get that real orange and bronze
right.
color to them. I thought it was because of pumpkins. The brackish water, but I think it's because of the shrimp they're feeding on. I don't know.
That's what a lot of old-timers used to say. They said the reason those reds are all lit up and beautiful like that because they're feeding on shrimp.
Yeah, but they're pretty.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with them. Hey.
But yeah, we had one on the other day, and I'm like, man, I think that one might be in the slot. That was in the slot, and get it up close
right.
to the boat. No,
it's
about 38
inches.
It started
growing. Yeah, they grow at the boat, man.
None of them even thought about being in the slot,
man.
Then
you got somebody that's got a big trout on, and it shrinks at the boat. You know, I got a really big trout this time. No, that's like the last one. Oh,
yeah.
No, all right, buddy, I got to go, and I know you do, too.
All right,
you need to get out there and get them. Put your sports on some really nice big fish, big girl beat down this morning.
I think it may be tough today with this warm up and a couple days backside is full.
I got a hunter says
struggle.
You're going to catch them. All right,
we'll
man.
See what happens.
Throw them out all of right. numbers, Hillman.
All right, 409-256-7937.
And that fundraiser, is it the Legion
this
Hall
Saturday.
In San Leon this Saturday? Okay.
Yes,
hello,
sir.
Clifford. Hello for me, man. I miss
a lot
it.
Of auction items. I'm donating a trip. Cliff Baxter donated a trip,
cool.
a bunch of lures, a bunch of stuff. But I'll tell Dad you said hello.
All right, buddy. See you, Steve. Have a great day. Later,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, Mickey. Appreciate
all
it.
Right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.